everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds, and if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there, and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horowcane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
We come to you Monday through Friday. That's 12 noon in Hawaii, 3 p.m. Pacific time, and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you to our sponsors, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/4948 for your awesome products, keeping people healthy throughout the year. If you're not an affiliate, please sign up today at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/4948. Also, thank you to HealthyWorldStore.com. Healthy World Store has awesome products infused with 528, so check out the 528 hertz frequency section today for products infused with that frequency. Also, check out Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs available on that site. And thank you to our other sponsor, CureShop, that's CureShoppe.com, for your awesome products, keeping people healthy throughout the year. And also, if you're a musician, we encourage you to upload your original tracks to 528records.com. It will automatically be transposed into the 528 frequency and sent back to you in an MP3 file. And then after that, it will become part of the music library. And then you can get 60% royalties from anyone who donates for your music. So it's an awesome opportunity for you to get your music out in a super healing way. Also, check out 528radio.com. And we have tons of music on the site right now. We're constantly wanting to add more genres and to increase our service space. We really appreciate all of your donations doing that. That's how we are able to sustain that site. So,
you know, let me give you an update, too, because the other day I mentioned that the site was being worked on by technical folks who we're very pleased to announce have done a great job. And we're now actually broadcasting and expanding the service. And if you go on, listen to 528radio.com, and you notice a glitch or anything that goes a little strange, maybe the whole site begins to reboot and restart again, just know that we're currently engaged in construction on the site in the back office in the administration area. And so we appreciate your patience with it. And it's just delightful to have now the site operating far better than it has been and far more reliably. And again, musically, you're listening to medicinal music. When you listen to 528 Radio, you can actually expect it to be relaxing. You should feel a difference. Many of the people who listen to it report feeling far more relaxed. And actually, the musicians can get a sense, the real audiophiles out there can really get a sense that there's something special about this frequency of tuning. And what's special about it, essentially, is that it puts you in sync with all of nature. The best of the botanical world, especially, is 528 nanometers of light, that greenish-yellow color, that chlorophyll is, and generates oxygen that we breathe. So really, we're sustained by the electron of love in 528 hertz frequency and nanometers of light. They both, interestingly enough, if you read the book of 528 Prosperity, Key of Love, that's you can go get information about that either through HealthyWorldStore.com or our new sponsor, CureShop.com, or you can go to the website on it. It's thebookof528.com and get information, and you'll begin to just have a wonderful uplift in revelation as to how it is that Creator works so miraculously through divine design, intelligent design that's expressed especially in chlorophyll and the magnesium element in chlorophyll. The heart of chlorophyll actually resonates in 528, and that's why you're seeing greenish yellow as a color of grass, and the botanical world is actually producing the sustaining force, the electron of love resonating in oxygen that we breathe, the breath of life. And here broadcasting from Hawaii, it's the heart of the aloha spirit. That's what love, aloha, and the ha, the breath, is really all about. And so we're heralding in wonderful revelations and revealing these things that have been secreted for millennia, that now comes at an urgent time in Earth's history where people not only need healing and miracles in many cases, and we're talking about 528 is actually the third note, the miracle note of the original musical scale. So that's why we're so pleased that 528 Radio is back up and running. And it's beautiful, and it's medicinal, and we do need your support to expand it and keep it going. We're very excited to have you join us and contribute, make a donation that's comparable to the benefit that you're receiving, which is the way we like to operate. We don't like taking money from people unless we have something beneficial to give them and that they experience the positive results. And again, our sponsors at HealthyWorldStore.com, and even CureShop.com, full money-back refunds on anything that you find ever that's not up to your par of excellence and health and happiness coming from all of these things that we do. And we're happy to refund money. Actually, we're glad to refund money. Frankly, the only people that typically ask us are Looney Tunes and wackos. You know, we have very rarely, I'm just being really honest, it's very rare that people don't get benefit from what it is that we do, because we've been very, very blessed with having awesome revelations, not only in science and mathematics, but also in scripture, and that we apply these wonderful revelations, new information in the products and services that we render. And again, that's why we're very blessed, humbled, as well as excited about advancing with you folks listening. Partnerships through Healthy World Affiliates Program, partnerships in making the 528records.com website the best that it can be, and partnerships, again, in helping to administer music that heals people miraculously. That's what 528 Radio is all about, and we thank you so much for bearing with us as we make our technical adjustments and do our testing.
Yes, thank you so much. And that's awesome, awesome news, is to know that, you know, we're going to be advancing 528. And that's the great news, and there's more to come. But there's other news in the world that we cover as well. And I believe yesterday we covered a little bit of the economics going on in the world today.
Yeah, a lot of challenging information.
In regards to what's happening in Cyprus.
And the question becomes then, how do you turn lemons into lemonade? How do you see the opportunities and the challenges?
Well, the deal is, I mean, if you want to talk about that, I actually wanted to go into what I see coming for the future.
Go right ahead. What do you think? This is your show, too. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't want to bum anybody out, you know. But, you know, the whole entire world operates right now, not from our perspective, but the way the globalists operate is they operate with the money and the power that using the money. And so the best way to see what their plans are is to follow the money and to see what their moves are. And it seems that they're testing ground, but maybe not here in the United States, like they did in Cyprus. How you see now they could come and claim it's a tax, close the banks beyond the holiday, where then they come out with this saying, we're going to have to take a percentage of your income and it's going to go toward a tax for part of our bailout because we're running out of money and we need you to support us, and we're going to take the money out of your bank account. And so, no, against their will, without complying, they're going into these people's bank accounts and taking their money. And to make matters worse, they didn't give anybody warning of that, because if they had given them warning, there would have been a bank run, which would have been devastating for them.
Yeah, so instead of allowing, protests.
Well, a bank run was really what they were worried about. Everyone was going to go to the bank and take their money out of their bank accounts. Instead, when people heard this, because the banks weren't open and it has extended beyond the holiday, having the banks open in Cyprus, they went to the ATM machines and tried to get the money out of the ATM machines. I mean, they were trying everything. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it seems like they probably were closed off from even getting the money online and getting it transferred out. They wouldn't allow them to transfer it to the U.S. for sure. And I don't believe they would allow them to transfer it out of their account at all. And the accounts are closed to them beyond the ATM, and the ATM is limited to like $300, if that. And so maybe they can get out $300 a day. I'm not sure. But that's the only option they have in trying to get the money out of their bank accounts. And it's been really hard for these people. Now, this is what's to come for the U.S. And would you like to add anything to this?
No. That's not what your commentary is that where we stand here in the United States is not a secure position, right?
Well, what my commentary is that when we watch what happens in other countries, like third world countries or other countries Cyprus is actually a country that would be sort of an offshore refuge for people that didn't want to pay taxes. And that's where a lot of U.S. citizens have actually put a lot of their money into cheap Cypriot bank accounts in Cyprus. So what's interesting is, it's also going to attack the U.S. And now what came out in the news is something called FATCA, which is, and it's probably been around for a long time, but it has to do with, I'll pull it up with you, it has to do with how they're going to go into these other countries and they're going to tax anybody who's an American citizen who has money in other countries. And this hasn't hit the mainstream media yet. When I first got the news on Cyprus, it actually was a day before it hit the mainstream media. So this is now something that's going to be coming up where people need to look at is FATCA. It's a Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act that will require every financial institution in the entire world to report all their American clients' financial activities to the IRS. Now, the only one that people foresee, besides maybe Russia, but the only country that is foreseen to not comply, that will not comply with this FATCA act, is China. So then, what will that mean? Now, that will mean that Americans then will start to put their money there. People will start to invest more in China, and China will become the superpower. Now, is this controlled opposition? That's another question. Is this all laid out to be played out this way? Because if China does not comply to this FATCA rule, this could be what could start the World War III. 3 that people were always talking about, because it's all about the money right now. They're not going to comply to this act. And if they want to make a war out of something, it can be contrived, controlled opposition, making believe there's a war, like they did with Osama bin Laden, and saying we had the problem with him, when in reality the problem was with George Bush and his oil greed and whatever else greed he has going on over there, as well as his greed for power, along with the Rothschilds, his bosses, and the Rockefellers, and all those people that are controlling him. Because I'm constantly hearing that Obama's responsible for this, but Obama's not responsible for this. Obama is like that husband or wife that is too stupid to know their significant other is cheating on them. So he goes along with it. That's how I see him. I see him as a blind fool. I don't really believe that he has the sense, or if he did, he wouldn't know what to do with it. He doesn't have the wherewithal to come up against these guys. He wants the opportunity to be president of the United States, and he likes that. As a 12-year-old boy would like that, no matter what the consequences are or who you're hurting. Not all 12-year-old boys, but there's an age, 10 years old.
Well, I think you're referencing the fact that at 12 he was already selected to be the president of the United States. We mentioned that on a couple of shows previously. We ran into one of his tutors who actually knew Obama when he was that age, and that was very, very interesting revelation. He was chosen, selected, groomed for the position that he was as a child. I think that also what you're sharing here, Sherry, has relevance to the scriptural world. If you look at the book of Revelation, where it talks about the end time scenario, it is the great dragon of the East in the end times comes to devour the last bastion of freedom in the West, in this case, America. And
who would be the dragon? That would be
China, of course.
Exactly.
It's China.
So that's exactly
Absolutely. What's
happening.
So it's totally consistent. And basically, just a clarification on the superpower matter, China is the superpower, is the predominant superpower. America has, you know, its propaganda machines, it has its nuclear arsenal, and it has its space-based weaponry. But the fact of the matter is China has the economic might, it has the populations, and in fact, I understand that they even has forces already deployed in regions that are supposedly not just in the United States, but friendly to the United States. And so we're really already looking at, like you say, this is like a controlled opposition. This is controlled news. This is controlled looking at what is already evolved or evolving, you know, days ahead of time or even months ahead of time. Now we're discussing ultimately that the economic crisis is likely to blossom into World War III, pinning China and its allies against Great Britain, the United States, Israel, and its allies. So that looks like what it is on our desk this morning.
Yeah, I mean, and it's huge. And a lot of people are not realizing that this is really where you have to look. If you want to know what's going on in the world today, you need to look at the economics of the world. I probably sound like one of those mainstream news.
Yeah, mainstream media, absolutely. You know, you look at money that directs media, that directs the mind and the mindset and what people accept and what people don't accept. And that's why the main psychological operation is via the mainstream media. That operation and Rupert Murdoch's conglomerate, News Corp et al., really is the main controlling factor. Why it is that people already are not rioting in the streets of Cyprus, actually many of them are, but or at least certainly protesting in front of the president's house. But again, you look at how we in America have our revolutions and we have our protests, marches, demonstrations, and you even had a couple years ago, you had over a million man march. This was not the million man march that was associated with the Nation of Islam. This is millions of people gathering in Washington to protest a variety of political issues. And you don't have the mainstream media covering it. And if it is being covered at all, the news is spun. It's spun in a pro-status quo direction. So you have your protection. It's a protection racket that the mainstream media is actually broadcasting, and the public is complying with the Rothschild Rockefeller League of banksters that have already established themselves very well into the governments of China, into certainly Europe and India and Asia and Pakistan and Iran and Iraq. Basically, it's, and I say this with a substantial amount of the intelligence documented, material evidence. I reported on this, and folks, if you would like to get information on this kind of orientation, go to waronwethepeople.com. If you go there, waronwethepeople.com, for example, just read the article, Pakistani Vaccination Massacre, at the same time that there was the Sandy Hook Massacre, and we began to report on that with Michael Vera and Howard Nima and Sherry Kane and I. We put out a wonderful article that was very, very important for you to understand the whole gun control issue in this context of who's making the money and who's not telling you who they are that's making the money. And likewise, there's an article, Pakistani Vaccination Massacre, that occurred at the same time that the Sandy Hook slayings occurred. And you realize that the Taliban, supposedly the great arch nemesis of we the people in the United States, are funded by the same forces and foes in the economic community that are wheeling and dealing in arms and are linked to corporations, countries, nation states that are corporate-controlled entities that give the legitimacy to the Taliban. And so whether you're dealing with the, oil in Iran or Iraq and the investments by China versus the United States, ultimately you have to look at who is controlling the global petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. Who's controlling the central banks in every nation? And who does that? You're looking at the Rothschild Rockefeller League. And now you've got, clearly years ago, I remember 20 years ago already getting the first news reports that the Rockefeller Rothschild banksters were well involved in the Chinese era of prosperity. They were heavily investing. They were beginning to form their central banking apparatus in China. I remember back when, before Hong Kong was again made into a Chinese state, that there was already the infiltration by the central banksters into that arena, into that market. And that is, again, if you remember what Mayor Amschel Bauer, alias Rothschild, stated. He says, I don't care what government you have. Give me control of the central bank, and that's all I care about. I don't care what ism, whether it's communism or capitalism or socialism. I don't care, he said. Just give me control of the central bank, and I'll be very, very happy. And that's what's happened. You now have a globe that is controlled by a central banking cartel, and that we're evolving into what you're talking about. Follow the money. We're evolving into one world bank, one world government, one world peacekeeping force, one world media, one world nation state, one world court. Basically, it's a global village that's completely enslaved by the commercial and the seemingly competitive entities. And I say seemingly competitive because they give you the illusion that there's multiple corporations that are vying for the main markets. But that's, again, that's part of the illusion. The diversification of the cartel itself into those corporations. Again, you might reflect on what I'm saying insofar as the economic crisis in the United States. A couple years ago, there were all of these bank mergers and ultimately bankruptcies. You had the last men standing on Wall Street. You had J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. And that was it. That was about it. And so today, now, again, you have diversification, the semblance of the separation of these banks and these what they call private equity investment organizations, groups where the main big money is, that, you know, we the people, the typical average person, can't even consider investing in because you just don't have the resources. That's where the action is. And sickly and sadly, it's been consolidated into one small group of super wealthy people that simply don't give a damn about, you know, your average Joe.
Yep, that's true. Well, on into the news, guess who's made mainstream news being sued? Dr. Oz, no less. He actually is sued over a home remedy. Now, Dr. Oz is somebody that is total hypocrite, in our opinion, and you haven't seen Len's videos on YouTube or Vimeo regarding how he busted Dr. Oz on his show. We actually did some commentary, took Dr. Oz's show and did some commentary where he was falsely speaking about the H1N1 and actually promoting it.
Yeah, the swine flu vaccine.
Yeah, where his wife refuses to give that to his own children. But when he says the reason is when he goes home, he's not Dr. Oz, he's Mr. Oz. That's his excuse.
That's a great excuse for defrauding, misrepresenting what is good for people. This is exactly what he did. So that's a fraud. A misrepresentation and omission is a fraud in court of law. So Dr. Oz omitted to tell his viewing audience that he doesn't accept vaccinations for his own family. He omitted that and basically misrepresented the safety of vaccinations in doing so. So now he's in the news for something else.
Yeah, he was actually sued by a 76-year-old New Jersey man who suffered burns following one of his TV show sleep remedies. Dr. Oz had recommended that people sleep with heated rice-filled socks. And the man claimed he got third-degree burns after doing this. He's a diabetic and he suffers from neuropathy and said he wasn't aware that his feet were even burning as he slept because he has a diminished sensation on his feet. And what upset him the most was that Dr. Oz did not have a disclaimer for people with neuropathy. And basically the show, they defended Dr. Oz on the producers of the show saying that the content in their program is safe and educational for their viewers.
Well, I have to agree with his defense in this case, you know, only because I experienced something similar years ago. You know, when I was in dental practice, I practiced dentistry for 16 years, and actually I was a surgeon, an oral surgeon. I did periodontal surgery on thousands of people, and basically I had a staff of wonderful people that were involved in alternative medicine at the time in Massachusetts. Actually, the facility is still there. It's still operating in Magnolia, Massachusetts. It's called Magnolia Dental and Medical Center. And that I routinely work with acupuncturists right chair side, and we would do wonderful work together. It's a very exciting orientation to practice, and it's very unique. And we were well known. We got a lot of referrals from Tufts University School of Dental Medicine. I had some faculty on Harvard sending me some people that they found were very difficult people to treat. And the reason why mainstream medicine finds people difficult to treat in some cases is because their orientation is completely barbaric, literally just fraudulent, grossly fraudulent. The whole orientation's got to change. And I was just really pleased. Just came across my desk yesterday, just diverting for a second here. Johns Hopkins just issued. Now, Johns Hopkins, I've always considered the lion's den for the drug cartel. Johns Hopkins has some of the premier programs for new and emerging medicine. And that, for example, Johns Hopkins was the home of the main hepatitis B vaccine researcher, Dr. Mann, Jonathan Mann, who you might remember was the AIDS czar for the United Nations World Health Organization. His wife was the chief director of hepatitis at Johns Hopkins. And when I presented my material at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver, basically showing that AIDS was man-made, and then I confronted Dr. Robert Gallo, and that video is up. It's on YouTube, titled The Man Who Created AIDS. It's gotten a lot of hits. I think it's close to 1 million people have viewed that video now. But at that time, the man that was sitting to Dr. Gallo's right on the podium was man, and he then quit right after I confronted Gallo. He quit his highest level position at the World Health Organization, stating that much more than a medical problem, AIDS is an imposition. He stated a socio-political imposition. And in protest, he quit the chief position at the United Nations in charge of AIDS. And so his wife, Johns Hopkins, basically, she was with Dr. Mann when, sickly and sadly, the famous bombing or explosion of the Flight 800 off of Scotland went down with about 15 or more top AIDS researchers en route to another AIDS conference. And unfortunately, Mann and his wife were on that plane. So given what Mann said, given what he knew, given the thesis that I advanced that his wife was also very knowledgeable about, because I had advanced the government contracts to show that the AIDS virus evolved out of and the pandemic evolved out of the hepatitis B vaccine trials in New York and in Central Africa. New York gay men, Willowbrook State School, mentally retarded children on Staten Island, and blacks in Central Africa. And my feeling, uncomfortably, is that they took out Mann and his wife in that plane crash. But I'm stunned. I'm shocked. Getting back now to the matter. I'm shocked, joyfully, that Johns Hopkins has just issued a detailed protocol for people to take responsibility for their own health and eliminate virtually all of the chronic diseases worldwide, which are lifestyle related, especially in developed nations such as the United States. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meats induce the body chemistry to go acid, to become deoxygenated and hyperacidified, and then you become a breeding ground for disease and infections. And that is what Johns Hopkins, in a nutshell, has just come out and declared with a regimen for people to start taking better care of themselves. Now, I've watched this for a quarter century. I've seen the neglect, which is outrageous, that the simplest truths about prevention and miraculous cures through simple lifestyle changes can be made very effective, employed by healthcare professionals, by your average Joe. People can simply learn this freeing and life-saving information, but it was withheld. So I've witnessed for a quarter century now a genocide, which is strictly defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for money, for profit, for politics, for ideology. And that's what it is. The ideology is we need less people. The profit motive is certainly there when you're intoxicating populations and causing people to get sick and then pop magic pills that have side effects that additionally create more diseases and more revenue. And then on top of that, you're dealing with the Sherman Antitrust Act violations. The entire medical arena is completely controlled, and the cartel and the unfair competition, the monopolization of medicine by the Rockefeller cartel, stamping out and suppressing natural healing and natural cures and simple prevention methods. It's beyond genocidal. It also is in violation of our fundamental life, liberty, pursuit of happiness here in the United States. You can't be happy if you're restricted from getting what God gives you to keep you healthy, which includes simple knowledge, common sense. And that's what they've suppressed for a quarter century. So I am thrilled, finally, that Johns Hopkins has come out in the last week and given us a regimen that is completely consistent with what I've been saying for people to do, both in the book Healing Celebrations. My text on this matter is Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And this wonderful lifestyle regimen that can free everybody from infectious diseases, certainly, and chronic diseases in most cases, is just a wonderful, in my opinion, win for we the people.
It is. It's awesome. And a lot of people really need to, like, look and pay attention to these things that are happening. And look at your health and realize there's other natural ways to take care of yourself. You know, we talked to someone today, and a lot of times people don't realize that simple things, by stopping and quitting simple things, you can get healthier, such as drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Or smoking cigarettes, or eating table salt, or stopping eating red meat. I mean, all these things.
Simplest little things. Yeah, we just got off the phone a couple hours ago with someone who called for some information on OxySilver. She asked whether OxySilver would be useful for an inflammatory condition that she said was not related to infections. And so I asked some questions about that, because it's rare to have inflammatory conditions not related to some infectious disease problem. But she says, no, she had that checked out. She went to one doctor to another that prescribed a whole assortment of antibiotics, including what was horrifying to me, hearing the word Cipro being mentioned, because I know that it was prescribed for the anthrax mailing era for allegedly preventing anthrax infections, and the physicians were prescribing it for months, outrageously months of this antibiotic therapy was causing brain damage. And so you had 90% of the people who took it for longer than what was supposed to be, and most of them did. They were all prescribed that. I think it was for 90 days. And you're not supposed to prescribe an antibiotic for more than a couple of weeks. We all learned in medical schools and dental schools. And yet these prescriptions were continuing. At any rate, 90% of the people became brain damaged. And so, at any rate, you know, we're going to have to take a break. And when we come back, let me share with you what the situation was, what the problem was with this lovely lady, and what we found out as to how she could very easily get rid of the problem that cost her thousands of dollars in numerous doctors' offices.
So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Harlequin Hour.
Is it possible to read a person's thoughts? Can we implant thoughts also? Is there evidence of the existence of God? Does USGS records show increases in earthquakes due to nuclear testing? Author Jose Collazo says yes, and he has the proof in his three books titled America's New Slavery, FMRI Technology, America's New Slavery Behind the Scenes and Update, God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and much more. Researched under the Freedom of Information Act and other sources, Jose Collazo has the proof to most of his claims and is investigating others. You can get copies of his books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or www.xlibris.com. That's www.xlibris.com. Or you can click the book banner on the main page right next to the chat room on www.latenightinthemidlands.com. Get your copy now.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienic, clean, and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horwitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to cureshop.com. That's cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com, to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile. You're listening to the L&M Radio Network. Folks, I want to take a minute to tell you about an exciting change to our format. We work hard to bring you the truth and give you, the people, a voice. We have done this at no cost to the members, as well as given freely our time. For us to continue to deliver the top-notch guests and conversations you have come to expect from Late Night in the Midlands, we are offering an exciting new format with many new benefits. Late Night in the Midlands will be offering valued memberships at $5 a month. That's about 16 cents a day to become a Late Night in the Midlands insider. Benefits to being an insider include the L&M newsletter, 4 years of audio archives, special priority email, as well as call-in priority, access to groups and special offers, full access to all shows on the L&M network, access to contests, product and service giveaways. These changes are an exciting change to our format, especially the contests and giveaways. And we are confident that you will receive great value for your insider subscription. Thank you for your continued support as we change the world one truth at a time. Subscribe now by going to www.latenightinthemidlands.com and help us help you see behind the curtain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horro Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us on the Horro Kane Hour. We were just talking about a wonderful recommendation that was completely overlooked by physicians during a problem that a friend of ours had and a customer of Healthy World Store had with regard to a health problem, a chronic health problem that nobody could diagnose what it was. And I spent about 5 minutes on the phone with this lovely lady and found out, and I asked her, you know, do you have any lifestyle risks? I said, you know, you use caffeine, nicotine, you know, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, do you eat a lot of red meat, and those kinds of acidifying factors? And she said, no, not at all. I said, oh, I said, really? I said, that doesn't make too much sense to me. I said, you've been to these doctors and they've all given you a completely clear check. You're not infected with any viruses. You've got no yeast infections. I said, that's very odd that you have an inflammatory condition with no germs, no viruses, no parasites, no fungus yeast, and no bacteria that are infectious that they've been able to find. And she says, yes, I know it's very, very odd. I said, are you sure that you don't partake in any of those lifestyle risks? And she says, no, I don't. I said, you know, my intuition was telling me, folks. I said, this couldn't possibly be. I said, you mean you don't drink any coffee? She says, Well, actually, yes, I do. I drink 2 cups a day. I said, well, I thought you said that you don't drink caffeine. You don't drink coffee. She says, oh, she says, that's not a lot. 2 cups, I said. Gee whiz, 2 cups would floor me. If I had 1 cup of coffee a day, I would have all sorts of problems with my skin. I'd have all sorts of problems with my health. I said, 2 cups of coffee is quite adequate for producing the symptoms that you're complaining about. I said, you're telling me actually what it is that's wrong with you. You've got burning sensations and you've got inflammation where there's supposedly no infection. I said that that's basically what tells me that you're acidifying your body chemistry by something that you're intaking, some intoxication that is arising from what you're choosing. And I said, here you go. You're telling me that you're drinking 2 cups of coffee. So I explained to her that caffeine is a neurotoxin. And even worse than that, it's a highly acidifying neurotoxin, which means that as you drink coffee, it not only produces acid stomach and heartburn conditions, but it actually acidifies your body chemistry, your blood, and your lymphatic system. So especially for people who are dehydrated and don't drink enough water, that we recommend that you adjust by squeezing fresh squeezed lemons or limes into your water or dripping a few drops of Alkalife. Alkalife you can get on healthyworldstore.com and I understand from cureshop.com as well. You then alkalize your water, make it about a pH of 8. You drink half of your body weight converted to ounces in good pure drinking water daily. And suddenly now your body's going to come back to alkalized state and you're going to have a remedy for your inflammatory conditions. Well, she said, well, that's thrilling. She said, that's wonderful to know that. I said, yeah, so here's what I want you to do. And I recommended the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. If you go to your health food stores for $5, you can get a Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser protocol. It's a little booklet.
Actually, you can go online and get it, too.
Yeah, you can get it online.
For free.
And actually, I have the basics of it, too, in an article that's online. I think that article is linked, in fact, to, let's see, healingcelebrations.com. It's an old website. It hasn't been updated for years, but I think it's still available there on a link on healingcelebrations.com, which talks about my book, Healing Celebrations. But at any rate, the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser is made with what I just said, fresh squeezed lemon, lime, ideally organic, and good pure drinking water. You take about 6 to 8 fresh squeezed lemons or limes that are high in calcium, even though they're acid fruits, because the calcium is there, it's more of like a buffer, and then or performs like a buffer, an antacid, and that you add to it, if you can find it, fresh squeezed cane juice, make a lemonade, a delicious tasting lemonade. If you can't find the fresh squeezed cane juice, use grade B or C maple syrup. Dr. Stanley Burroughs recommended initially the fresh squeezed cane juice because it's extremely healing. And in fact, it's used to cure diabetes in India. It's one of the main recommendations and remedies for diabetes because it's not like table sugar. It's not like refined carbohydrates. When you get fresh squeezed cane juice, it actually comes out a little greenish yellow. And you remember that's that color of love, 528. And it's high in magnesium, which is one of the main problems in chronic diseases. You have an imbalance between sodium, potassium, and magnesium in the body. That's why table salt is deadly. Use sea salt instead. It's got more magnesium in it. So at any rate, I recommended the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. Go on it for 3 days, I told her. And what you do with that what you do with that lemonade is you spoil that delicious tasting lemonade with the hottest cayenne pepper that you can find. There's 2 different kinds, typically, actually 3. One is about 30,000 heat units. It's measured. The heat of cayenne is measured in heat units, and the typical one in the stores are about 30,000 heat units. The good variety in the health food stores are up to 90, and the best on the planet is called African bird cayenne. It's twice as strong as the best cayenne that we find in our health food stores. It's 180,000 heat units. You use just a tiny little bit of that in your gallon. You shake up that lemonade with the cayenne. Now you've made a hot, hot lemonade that you fast on for minimum 3 days, ideally up to 9 days. Every time you get a hunger pang, you substitute, instead of food, you drink as much of it as you like. And suddenly now what's going to happen, because cayenne is one of the most alkalinizing agents you can put into your body, suddenly now your body chemistry is going to shift to the alkaline. It's going to be between 7.3 and 7.6 pH, generally speaking. And that's normal. And now what's going to happen is that inflammation and that burning sensation is going to miraculously disappear, because you've simply created a body chemistry that facilitates the electron energy of love, 528, to move through the oxygen and the hydration, the water system of your body. And suddenly now you're going to come back to normalcy, back to life. Your DNA is going to express itself through light and sound signals optimally instead of degeneratively. And that's what happens if you simply poison yourself with coffee.
Yep, that's what happens. So and then Healing Celebrations is an awesome book. You can get that at healthyworldstore.com, or it's also available on Cure Shop. That's CureShoppe.com. And that has the regiment. It's the steps to healing that Dr. Horowitz put together, and it's awesome.
Yeah, you know, for those of you who are real fans of coffee, you know, sorry to bust your bubble. Every once in a while, I actually go off what I'm telling you. You know, maybe twice a month at most, I will go for a cup of decaf. I typically don't use caffeinated coffee. And I know you're right out there if you're thinking, well, that stuff has been poisoned by the processing. It's put through all sorts of filtration systems and there's toxic waste that they poison it. Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I really shouldn't do it myself. And I'll give that up too. But, you know, every once in a while, you know, if you want to splurge and give yourself a treat, go ahead. You know, gee whiz, it seems to me life is a little too short and we shouldn't be fanatical about anything. Use everything in moderation, or do things in moderation. But again, be careful. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that two cups or even one cup a day is moderate. It's not. It's a continuous assault. And, you know, if you're well hydrated, you drink a lot of good, pure pH 8 drinking water, you're well oxygenated, you exercise routinely.
What about yerba mates? Would you say that they're better than drinking coffee?
Yeah, that's right. There's all sorts of good substitutes. You know, look around and find the substitutes for your addiction, because there's plenty. I know the barley, there's barley grain tea that Celestial Season used to make, and I know that others are making it. And what turns me off about Celestial Seasons is that they're engaged in, after they were taken over, into the multinational corporate scams. And so, you know, I used to be a fan of Celestial Seasons. I'm no more. But there are a number of kind of like a hickory flavored, rich substitutes in the herbal arena for this caffeine addiction that people have. And typically, you know, I'll drink even chamomile tea. Chamomile is a great, you know, it's a relaxer. And for people like myself who tend to be workaholics and strung out, you know, hyper, I like that. I like, you know, the fact that I can relax with chamomile. And I know, because I've harvested it myself, it's a wonderful little plant with golden yellow flowers that are just delightful. And it's amazing the impact that has. It'll typically, you know, be very restful for most people. If people are having trouble getting to sleep, again, this is a part of the fraud, the insomnia issue, and even this more recent plague that's hitting the vaccinated population that's called narcolepsy, sickness of falling asleep, you know, everywhere, because of the nerve damage that's been brought on by the mercury and the vaccinations. You know, you put yourself to sleep through intoxication, or you can put yourself to sleep naturally, you know, by a simple chamomile flower. And so, you know, it's a matter of choice, and people just are not aware, and that's where most of the problems come in. And I hold the medical industry mostly accountable for the sickness in society, because, again, if you simply taught youngsters at an early age these simplest truths about health and self-care, you wouldn't have the chronic diseases and the obesity and the hideous toxicity that you have as these children increasingly drink these poisonous liquids. You know, for we adults, you know, it's typically the caffeinated coffee, but for the children, it's caffeinated soft drinks, these hyper-power drinks that contain aspartame, because they, on one hand, they say, well, you don't want to get fat, so, you know, have aspartame, sugar substitutes, and we're going to give you some caffeine to get a good buzz in the process. Well, gee whiz, these are extremely addicting, absolutely sickening, and it's outrageous that this is allowed by the Food and Drug Administration, that claims, fraudulently claims, that it is an advocate for the public's health. It is not. It is part of the medical mob. And basically, again, follow the money. Where do you find the money going in the medical arena? You know, you've got Kohlberg, Kravitz, and Roberts. You've got the chain store owners and the various pharmaceutical chains. You've got, again, these folks are in bed with the main media, the main propagandists. So you have movies today, like Silver Linings, the film, very well acted.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, the Silver Linings Playbook was a very, very well acted film, very interesting. But what is the subliminal message is that you can be completely diseased, totally psychotic on the psychotropic drugs, and then begin to have a normal life. You know, again, this is all programming. Our society, our culture is being indoctrinated to use more and more drugs and to allow ourselves to be intoxicated, and not just ourselves, what goes in comes out. You know, you're peeing it out ultimately, and it's intoxicating the environment. The entire planet is polluted. The water supplies have probably toxic doses. And if you talk about accumulative effects, it certainly is intoxicating the amount of antibiotics even in the municipal water supplies today. Over the long term, these are going to have horrible effects, as many experts have already predicted and published in the scientific literature. And so we're looking at simply the money managers, the movers and shakers that are conducting genocide under the guises of public health and national security, advancing these frauds, these shams, these outrageous antitrust actions. And, you know, we in alternative medicine, who have been so suppressed, heavily targeted and discredited by the pharma media, that we are currently thanking anybody who comes to terms with reality and then begins to prescribe natural recommendations that are life-saving for others.
Yep. And thank God the world has you.
Yay. Thank you, Sherry. That's a great endorsement. Well, we've got 90 seconds. What do you want to say in 90 seconds?
Well, I want to say that, you know, everybody is welcome to call into our show.
What, in 90 seconds?
No, not today. But, you know, we're going to be on tomorrow, and we really do appreciate when people do call in.
Yeah, that's nice.
So you can consider calling in and with some of your questions. You know, you have a lot of – you can answer a lot of questions for people.
Sure, happy to.
You know, so the number, the call-in number is 347-989-1012. Take that down. Or go to blog, I believe, blogtalkradio.com/LNM, and it will take you to the page for the Blog Talk Radio Late Night in the Midlands, and you can actually connect there using Skype.
And 528 Talk Radio. We also broadcast on 528talkradio.com, this show. And tonight on bbsradio.com, we'll be probably replaying this show that we broadcast today. So if you have friends that would like to listen, you can either go to the archives on LNM Network and listen to the Hurricane Hour there, the archives, or tonight, tune in to bbsradio.com, and we'll be on with you.
Yes, I want to thank you all for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, the same time. So bye for now.
Bye for now, folks.